and have shared their story in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Martha Henderson, an Olympian who, along with her sailing team, represented Canada in the 2008 Games in Beijing. Martha's not only a speaker, but the founder and host of Rising Tide Speaker Series. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Trish. Nice to see you virtually.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, I wish the weather was a little warmer, but
for sure.
But things are going good.
I'm so grateful that you were able to join us today because your story is truly inspirational, not only because of your accomplishments as an Olympian, but because how you've been able to take your passion for sailing and really incorporate that into almost every aspect of your life. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how your Olympic experience helped you make that transition.
Well, so my sport is sailing, and I truly believe that sailing and the water and the wind and being powered by the wind is really gets into your blood. So sailing is a sport that you can do as a very young child and even into your 90s. And it is because there's so many ways to be involved and get involved. And that was, so my Olympic experience, it was very focused, but my experience in sailing was very diverse. And I think that in business and being an entrepreneur, having that sort of broad breadth of experience and being able to be nimble and adapt, especially today, is how you survive. So I sailed many different types of boats, went to many different parts of the world. In the sailing, every situation is different, right? Every place you go, every condition you meet is a different challenge every single day. And that is absolutely what you face in business and especially being an entrepreneur. I mean, like if you're a doctor, you focus on a specialty, but if you're running your own business, you have to be the admin person and the procurement person and the product development and the marketer and the fundraiser and all of those different elements of big corporations. You have to do that yourself. So being a athlete that had a very diverse sport, that really helped.
You know, if you had to give it sort of one word, because of course you and I know each other because you're one of the entrepreneurs that was featured in the book Breaking Barriers. Mm-hmm. So I know a little bit about the story behind the story. So, you know, we've often talked about resilience and mm-hmm. teamwork and how, you know, when you're working with a team, because nobody does this alone, right?
No.
Whether you're an entrepreneur or otherwise, there's always a lot of people collectively that are contributing to our success. So
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about how the team environment in sailing, because I think lots of people think there's obviously different types of sailing. You can sail solo or you can sail as part of a crew. In your case, you were sailing as part of a smaller team. So tell us a little bit about how that experience was with the folks, the other gals that were in your team.
Well, so I competed in the Olympics at 40. And while I definitely was not the oldest, there weren't that many women who were competing at 40 because most people are doing sport at a younger age and then they get into a career, have families, and don't. And it just doesn't fit into their life to be having this sort of gypsy lifestyle of training all over the world. So I was in, it was a three person boat. I was in the middle. The person who steered the boat was 10 years younger than me. She was 30. And the person who was at the front of the boat was 18 years younger than me. So very different. And in normal life, that dynamic could have been quite challenging. But what we realized is that we didn't necessarily have to be the best of friends, even though we became very close and almost like family. I wouldn't say friends because there were challenges and squabbles and things like family that you have to get through. But we were all working towards a common goal. And we developed the team specifically to have people together who were working towards that goal, because if not, then what was important to one wouldn't be important to another, and there would be conflict. So we knew instinctively and inherently that everybody was, their intention for what they were doing was for the in the best possible interest of the team and the goal, and therefore we all got along and were ultimately successful. Yeah.
So I think you've made a really good point, because some of the things when we're entrepreneurs and we're ready to scale our business, we think that we have to, you know, the first resource that we go to is friends and family. And we think we have to hire, you know, those folks that maybe gave us love money or a leg up or whatever along the way. And in actual fact, the best people to hire is we should be hiring the skills that we don't have.
Exactly. So one of my favorite books is called 3 Feet from Gold. And I can't remember the author off the top of my head, but I'll get it. And one of the very key words of wisdom in that book is to seek out counsel rather than advice. And the nuance there is counsel comes from an experienced person who knows what they're doing and has a breadth of scope of knowledge. Advice can come from your next door neighbor. Family and friends are great resources in a lot of instances, but usually they're opinions come from a place of caring and fear for you and an innate desire to take care of you. So I was told all that throughout the entire Olympic journey that I was too old, too young, too fat, too thin, too tall, too short, too whatever, as a reason not to pursue it. I had a very senior executive of a major Canadian bank tell me that if I pursued this goal, I would never be able to get another job in my life because I'd be too old. And I was looking at him going, what are you talking about? Like, that makes no sense whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he didn't understand what it was that we did. And I worked with coaches post-Olympic career to help me articulate what it was I was did in my Olympic journey into business language. But absolutely, I got hired in jobs and I then took it into an entrepreneurial path and really developed something that was not the norm, but from that person's perspective and their advice was from their fear and their journey. So yeah, you have to shelve that. You have to learn to shelve that.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we've all had, you mentioned coaches and, you know, you talked about differences between expert opinion, and that sort of brings me to the whole idea of mentorship. So in terms of your journey, and, you know, you talk about the transition from an Olympian, because let's face it, you're sailing every single day. You have a dedicated, you know, schedule in terms of getting ready for a world-class event. Whether it's the Olympics or any other competition. And so you sort of have removed yourself from the day-to-day work routine, because I'm sure you had to quit your job before you started.
Mm-hmm. Well, not before I started, but partway through. So it became that so I had a 15-year career in sports sponsorship and experiential marketing. And it was when we started to really focus in on the games. The training and travel just took up too much time. And so the job
was priority,
the job. Right? Yeah.
So was there a mentor or somebody that sort of helped you with that transition from athlete back into the working world, whether that being getting a job or, because I know eventually you became an entrepreneur through time. Mm-hmm. But so was there an individual that gave you some sort of encouragement or mentorship as you made that transition from athlete back to business executive?
Yeah, I was really fortunate. So my mother was in an aqua fitness class in Florida and met, said to someone what I was doing. And this person lived in Toronto. Her name was Anne Firstbrook. She said, when Martha's finished her sport career, I have a high performance career. She was a coach and a swimmer. She said, if she wants help getting back into the workforce when she's done, have her give me a call. And that's the best thing I ever did, because it's a significant difference from your being a focused athlete with one goal, not thinking about anything else for the better part of 8 years, and then having to go to a job or promote yourself as an employee. That was significant. Again, I felt that you don't think that you fit anywhere else but where you are, because that's all you're thinking about. And what I was coached and mentored into seeing the value for the experience and also understanding what it was that I could offer employers or a job or anybody as a result of the experience that I had, but learning how to articulate it.
So tell me, I mean, now you've been out of the Olympics for a few years, you're a very successful entrepreneur, I know, and you've started this wonderful speaker series called Rising Tides. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to sort of help, because I very thankfully, I was one of the speakers that you had in your series. So tell me why you've decided as a speaker yourself to create a platform for people that can then share their story with a live audience.
Well, I started to think about my Olympic experience, and it literally was 10 years after the games we competed in 2008. So it's been 12 years on now, but I was actually kind of embarrassed by our result. We were 13th, and you know, that was a good result. I was happy with the result for us, but oftentimes when people ask me how we did, I would say we were 13th, and I'd see a look of disappointment in their eyes, especially in kids, and I would take that personally. And so I stopped telling people how I did, or I'd avoid the situation or run away. But then through another sort of coaching opportunity that I had, or I started talking to a business coach, Laura Tucker, she said, well, what is it that you really want to do? And I said, you know, and what was the value of that experience? And I said, well, the value of the experience was the journey and the what we did to get to actually to the Olympics. And the more I started talking about that and talking to other people about what their journeys and their stories were, and meeting you and just understanding that, you know, people, you know, that you don't all of a sudden just arrive at the Olympic Games, that there is a full machine and path and journey and behind it. And I guess it was leading up to the 2016 Olympics. And people were saying, I really like those vignettes where you get to know more about the athletes and their families. And I'm like, well, that's the importance. So I created a platform where people could share their stories. Now it's not just and journeys and redefining success, because you know, now being in the 50s, it is a lot of women are having to redefine themselves or reinvent themselves for whatever reason, family, personal, you know, being laid off from a job or even this COVID experience. It's, you know, how are you reinventing yourselves and what did you do to reinvent yourself? And what I found was people were like desperate for those kind of interesting non-corporate stories of, you know, you were identified by a job and then you had to pivot or shift to do something else. And this is how you did it. So, and well, Rising Tides has just gained a momentum, which is really fabulous. It's become a bit more of a movement in the community.
Well, you know, what I really love about that is it's making a human connection, right? Because mm-hmm. they're human stories. They're not necessarily stories about your success in business or in your case about a success mm-hmm. as an athlete, but just where did you go? Where did you start and how did you arrive where right. you are? And how did you break some of those barriers and obstacles along the way?
So, exactly.
We both know that at the end of the guest blog series, we share three words of advice. Mm-hmm. And your three words of advice in the blog were enjoy your journey. Mm-hmm. So if you were to expand on that ever so slightly for the people that you had mentioned who may be now in a place of pivoting or looking for, you know, making a change and perhaps even starting a whole new direction, mm-hmm. what would your advice be to them who are just starting their journey?
That perseverance and the end result of going through, even if it's not successful, is the learning that you get from it and the people that you meet along the way. That's the real value in what it is that you're doing. We didn't qualify for the 2004 games, which was the original goal, and I had to decide whether or not I was going to go forward to 2008. And I met along the path one day a friend who was a two-time Olympian, and he said, if you are doing it just for the end result, meaning going to the games, then it's not worth it. But if you're enjoy the journey, enjoy what you have to do every day, your training, your fitness, your travel, then that is where the gold really lies. And that is what you should be pursuing. So that's the same thing in any business. Like if you're just doing it to make money or to achieve like the top 50 under 50 or 40 under 40 or whatever it is, then when you get that accolade, it's sort of hollow. But the beauty in it is what you've gathered along the way and what has developed you as a person and made that change.
Well, I'd like to really thank you, Martha, for taking the time to share your story today, because I think that what's really important is people, we see Olympians and we think, we forget that there's a journey that gets them there. And then you've given us some insight into what happens as you transition back from being an athlete into a career. And I'd like to thank you for being so collaborative and helpful to all of the people in your network. And thank you for sharing your story.
Well, and we all make everybody better, because you and I did this on my platform not too long ago, and you've now made it better. So I learned from you.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, I love your tagline, and your tagline is, go ahead and share your tagline.
Is a rising tide lifts all ships, so that everybody rises together. When rises together, everybody benefits by sharing and collaborating.
Thank you very much, Martha. And thank you to those of us who are joining us live as we introduce you to the person behind the logo and keeping it real. We hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.